This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal, and give someone a gift that's meaningful, a gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
The powers that shouldn't be have broadcasted their plans right in front of your face. They don't care if you know. They don't care if you and I know, because at the end of the day, the people out there that are distracted by Dancing with the Stars, that are eating the food that doesn't allow for them to think straight, they're not going to come around until it's too late. We've been talking with Deborah Tavares. Her information on the silent weapons for quiet wars is absolutely startling. We've been talking about an extraordinary document that she's uncovered from NASA and so much more. There's a lot to this, so we're using a full show tonight to cover it. This hour, we're going to take your phone calls as well as hear more from Deborah on these topics. 800-313-9443 is the troll-free number to join us. Again, that's 800-313-9443. And before we get to the phones, because I see they're already lit up, Deborah, what would you like to bring up and discuss right before we get to our callers?
Yes, I would like to just say several things about the geoengineering program, but I just want to say, remind everybody, the assault that's up on us is invisible. It is a silent weapon system. We don't see it, and we can't touch it. But these are silent weapons for a quiet war, and it is our obligation to stop these disruptive policies. And in fact, in the silent weapons document, they say, this is the elites telling us this, until such energy dominance is absolutely established, the consent of the people to labor and let others handle their affairs must be taken into consideration, since failure to do so could cause the people to interfere in the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. We cannot allow this. We cannot allow this to continue. Now, I want to jump into a few highlights about chemtrails. I want to go over the reality, the layers that are behind this. You can go to ToxicSky.org and see just a lot of information and additional links. But, of course, we know that the overhead geoengineering program is they tell us that they need to block the sun, and the standard reason given to the fools in our phony government is that we need to stop global warming because of the heavy spraying of metals. They say that this will deflect the sun. It's solar remediation. Well, this is a big con for those that know in government that this program is being funded through our tax dollars. But we also are told that blocking the sun, we know that this reduces the and manipulates crop yields, that part of the requirement to engineer a food crisis and bring on a famine is a part of this geoengineering, as many people call it, death dumps in the skies. Also, it is superheating the atmosphere in order to create earthquakes and steer hurricanes. such as Katrina in New Orleans. The atmosphere needs to be more conductive for electricity, so the installations such as HAARP can work their magic, and that chemtrails can do spray barium and aluminum, among many other things, to create a more conductive upper atmosphere. But I must tell you, along with the climate modification that is hurting the crops, we are seeing just massive political weaponized weather events on other parts of the world. They can create, of course, earthquakes. We've seen a rash of earthquakes in Greece right now. Greece is in absolute turmoil. I have a new posting on stopthecrime.net under new articles. Understand what is happening in Greece right now is going to happen here in the United States. They are have been releasing prisoners out of prisons overseas, and these have been groups that are forming bands going through neighborhoods. They have been torturing older Greeks because they believe that they've taken their cash out of the bank and they've got monies hidden in their homes, and they are torturing these people. This was foretold us in the New World Order document, 1969, again, that's on stopthecrime.net, that they would do this. They're going to do this in the United States as well. But the final and the real reason behind the geoengineering program is the nanofibers. And what is important to understand is that about 90-some-odd percent of the global population has had nanofibers dumped on us from the overhead aerosol spraying. And this cannot be put in the food supply. The delivery system must be by aerosol, and the uptake across the populations by aerosol is quicker than if they tried to put it forth in any other way. And what this is this is the first protocol for the delivery system. It is a payload. And everyone, as a result of having these nanofibers in us, has Morgellons disease. Now, those of you that do not know what Morgellons is, again, on ToxicSky.org, we do have a flyer. Morgellons' visible symptoms commonly include skin lesions that resist healing and the presence of unusual filaments that emanate from the sores and the skin in general. Now, on ToxicSky.org, we have a video, YouTube. It's actually a TV YouTube that showed a very well-known player for the Oakland A's. His entire family started getting these lesions and these long strands that would come out of these lesions. This is primarily being seen along the San Francisco area, along the Gulf Coast states, and in Florida. But again, it depends on the condition of your immune system. That's why everybody needs to eat as organic as possible. There is no such thing as organic any longer because of the massive spraying overhead and the pH change in our soils. This is why Monsanto is part of the geoengineering program, as Bill Gates is involved with both the geoengineering and Monsanto, so that ultimately Monsanto seeds will be the only seeds that will grow in our toxic soils globally. This is for massive control of the food supply globally and a stealth way in which to reduce the population. But what is so important to understand is these nanofibers and the fact that this is a bio app, and you can go to a website called dataasylum.com. Now, I have that link on our website, and you can just go through all the information on our website. But this is the greatest revelation in human history. This is all part of the robotics, all part of the cyborg, the what you're hearing a lot about on television with zombies. This is all part of that. You may recall a little over a year ago there were a number of prime time news hosts that started jabbering gibberish behind the microphones. They were showing us that they were able to control our speech at that time. And there are many targeted individuals globally that are stalked and harassed by electronic torturing already. And we've got to come up to speed. We have to understand our current reality, because it is only when we understand our current reality will we be able to make decisions and plans in which how we will need to do in order to continue to survive on this planet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's a must. Everybody needs to spend some time in the source documents, and I don't want to overwhelm people, but the smart meters is crucial. This is, again, a biohazard in our homes, on our properties.
They're a privacy invasion. They're a safety hazard. I mean, the list goes on and on and on with the smart meters. Deborah, we have to take another pesky break, but when we come back, we'll fit in some callers. We do have open lines at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Is the toll-free number to join us. We're taking calls with Deborah Tavares, and we've gotten into a lot of important information, And we're going to continue to do so this hour and take your calls all the while. We have open lines. Get your crayons out. Write this number down. 800-313-9443. Deborah, can we take some calls?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's do it. And we'll start with Arthur. Hello, Arthur.
Hi, Bob. I want to thank you very much for keeping Deborah on the third hour. I've been calling people all day, telling them to listen in tonight when I heard you were having Deborah on. I hope there's no problem with me recording this show and putting it on CD and handing it out.
Oh, please. It's important. It's got to get out there. I don't have a problem. Deborah, do you?
Absolutely. In fact, Arthur, we ask you to please go to stopthecrime.net. Utilize anything at all that you find. Create DVDs out of some of our talks about smart meters. Whatever you find. I've done many, many conferences, and this is all intended to get out. There's no money required on our website to utilize anything. That is, in fact, what we want everybody to do. Please, we want everybody to get this information out. We want everybody to become the media and put magnetic signs on your vehicles. Use our websites if you'd like. We must wake up as many people as we can, or we will not survive this plan that is being foisted on us.
Okay, last but not least, and I don't have the authority to even offer this, but with Bob's help here, Deborah, if John Statmiller offered you a show on this network for an hour or so a week, would you take it?
Well, I'm wanting to get the information out. That offer has not presented itself. I'm just happy to get on radio shows all over the world and all over the United States right now. So with any opportunity that presents itself that I'm able to do, I am most interested in helping create this vital awareness.
Arthur, I think that's a good idea. I'll talk with Deborah behind the scenes and see what we can come up with if she's interested, all right?
I appreciate it, Bob. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate the support. And now we'll go to Lauren in Ohio. Hello, Lauren.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. Gosh, so happy to hear you guys tonight. I'm coming at this by way of solutions.
That's important.
Well, and it's easy, and you do it at home. And this is the key. Remember, none of this would be happening to us if we weren't obeying them and we were obeying God. What was the first commandment? Have no other gods before me. You'll be ruled by God or mammon. And we've chosen mammon. And what I'm saying is we don't need to march. We don't need to collect money. We don't need to do anything except change in our homes. So my suggestion to people is obey God, which means teach your children the truth. It didn't say put them in schools, send them away to heathens to learn lies, and then you wonder why they don't understand what's happening around them. When this is the plan, but it couldn't have been implemented had you not sent your children away from you. So that's what I'm saying. How easy is this? Bring your children home, and here comes my five-year-old. Oh, my gosh. Okay, keep your money in your pocket. Why are you giving these people the fruit of your labor? And keep your children in your home, which means you teach them what they're supposed to learn. The first one was obey God, excuse me. But, you know, there's 10 little commandments. What are you supposed to be doing with regard to... Okay, thank you.
Well,
you
Lauren,
me
I want to what you're saying right now. I agree. I think that everybody needs to watch the Iron Mountain documentary to understand that this is a warning to all Christians, as well as being the agenda that was put forth during the JFK's administration. And so I do think it's time to bring our children home. We cannot have them in these godless public indoctrination camps where they're teaching five-year-olds UN sex programs. I have the United Nations UN sex program up on our website. It is heartbreaking. When I took that UN sex program to our county board of supervisors and read some of the top 10 points that will be taught to our five-year-olds in schools, I was embarrassed to say the things that I was saying that are in this UN agenda program. So I agree. We need to keep our children at home. We need to start a massive homeschooling network. We need to unplug from this system and not use the diabolical data collection devices, the credit cards, etc. We must absolutely not comply.
And can I tell you the last two points?
Absolutely.
Boycott big business. You don't have to have everybody not do business with the big ones, the ones you know are doing the destruction. You don't have to have everybody stop doing business with them. Their overhead is so big that if just a small percentage, only God didn't say he was going to save everyone. What he said was that his sheep would hear his voice and they would do what he said and they would be saved.
That's right. And I want to add something to that, Lauren, because on stopthecrime.net at the top of the landing page, you will see a link that says it's all lined up. It is a song that we put to the Bilderberg agenda that shows many of the top large UN Agenda 21 global institutions. So take a look at all of those institutions that are lined up with the globalists, and as you said, boycott them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And do I have time for one more thing?
Yeah, one more thing.
Do you have okay? Because I wasn't sure how full your phone lines were. I didn't want to hold you up. Okay, so what I'm saying is, obey God. Keep your money in your pocket. Keep your children in your homes. If we as Christians would do these things, what happens is people around you watch and see the fruit of what you've got, and they covet it, and so they alter their behavior in a course that will benefit them. Remember, the con is, oh, come and do what we say. Yeah, don't work. We'll give you money. Yeah, you don't need a husband. Yeah, here, take this GMO food, and you know what I mean? It's all lie. But the people want the truth. That's why alternative media is growing so much. So
that's absolutely right.
So I just want to say thank you so much for what you guys are doing, and, you know, bless you.
Thank you for calling, Lauren.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue our conversation with Deborah Tavares. I'll take some more calls in the next segment. We have some open lines, so if you want to jump on board, you have an opportunity to do so. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. We only have a couple minutes till the next break, so I'm going to wait to take any more callers until after the segment's over. But Deborah, do you want to recap maybe a little bit and look ahead here?
Well, absolutely. I want everybody to go to stopthecrime.net and take a look at that NASA war plan. On page 24, they talk about the demise of the U.S. underclasses. That is what is happening. They say a stabilization of the world population is necessary and that equalization of the haves and have-nots is necessary. And they say that there will be changes globally, worldwide, and these changes will change everything. That's just on page 24 of the NASA war plan. But going on with the NASA war plan for the next moment or so, I just want to tell folks some other things that they'll see in that document. They will see that the seizures will be caused, as I mentioned earlier, by the low microwave frequencies from the smart grid, from the cell towers, from all of your wireless devices in your homes. Unplug those.
Unplug them now, folks. More calls when we come back. Don't unplug the computer, though, or your radio. Well, you might want to do that after we're off the air. 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
Tonight we've been talking with Deborah Tavares. If you missed any of the show, this will be a must-have archive to access, and you're definitely going to want to go back and take notes and take a look at the documents on the websites that are backing this information up that she's presenting tonight. We're going to take more callers. If you have anything that you've heard thus far that you'd like to comment on or anything else that you have on your mind, feel free to dial us toll-free at 800-313-9443. 43, get your crayons out, write this number down. Here's your opportunity to talk with me and my guest, Deborah Tavares, 800-313-9443. And Deborah, before we go back to the phone lines, anything you would like to get off your chest before we continue?
Well, I certainly want to let everybody know regarding the smart grid, the smart meters. This was a plan that was schemed in the 1930s. It was called technocracy. And technocracy was created with the guise of the need to reduce CO2 and under the false pretenses of global warming. That is all a fraudulent scientific lie. Part of why we need to homeschool our children, because they're rewriting our corporate history. They're re-identifying everything. And you need to understand that under technocracy, which is this smart grid mesh network, All distribution of energy resources must be monitored and measured in order for a totalitarian system to work. So we must not comply. And they talk about that in order to monitor and measure the distribution and rationing of energy resources, the system must do the following things. Register on a continuous 24-hour per day basis the total net conversion of energy by means of registration of energy converted and consumed. Make possible a balanced load. Provide a continuous inventory of all production and consumption. Provide specific registration, type, kind, etc., of all goods and services where produced and where used. Provide specific registration of consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of each individual. And in order for a totalitarian system of government to exist where scientists, engineers, and technicians monitor and control all facets of our personal lives and our civic life, this is our economic, our social, our politics, in which one political party, one group remains in complete control. And we are talking about a one-world government. This has been the plan in the makings for a very, very long time. And I realized, too, that I did not finish talking about Cinemix, which is the aborted fetal tissue that is being used in our food supply. And what this is it was created in La Jolla in Southern California. And there was a Rights for Life group that sued PepsiCo for using this called a natural ingredient in the food supply, and they sued. And the Obama administration ruled that PepsiCo, which is cannibalization of aborted fetuses, is considered ordinary business, and the Rights for Life group lost the case. And this was just about a year ago. But I want to go over some of the products that include the aborted fetal tissue. We're talking Pepsi, Mountain Dew, Aquafina, mini juices.
It's in our vaccines?
Oh, absolutely. It's in the vaccines. It's in many of the products that we're ingesting. And in various chocolate products, in chewing gums, a variety of different chewing gums, in Oscar Mayer meats, Philadelphia cream cheese. Very important. While I said the word Philadelphia, this reminded me of something very important I wanted everyone to go to our site and take a look at. On our site, we have an interview by Svali, S-V-A-L-I. Now, Svali grew up in an Illuminati family. And she is disclosing what it was like to be in the Illuminati family and how the houses of Illuminati families in Europe set upon the United States as a mission. And they first infiltrated into Pennsylvania. They set up their accounting offices in Virginia, and then they heavily infiltrated San Diego and Portland, Oregon, San Diego in Southern California. And they, she says that there's about 1% of the U.S. population is Illuminati. They seek positions of power, such as on your county board of supervisors, in judgeships throughout our country. They shift the decisions and create the international bankers' plans. Another extremely important thing to understand is the Rand Corporation put forth the Delphi technique, and it is a technique where they come into meetings that we attend with predetermined outcomes. They lead us to believe that we have an impact at those meetings, and we do not. People are leaving very frustrated. They're feeling they are not heard because they are not. And right now in California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, they are regionalizing us. This is all heading towards the 10 districts that they plan to create out of the United States. And what I mean by regionalism is that they are in the process right now of merging 108 cities in the Bay Area into what they now call one Bay Area. We're losing our local identifications, our local charm. Everything is going to be required under certain plans to build future smart cities.
I know we have these FEMA regions that they've had
for a while now, FEMA Region 1, FEMA Region 2, and so on and so forth. But it makes perfect sense that they'll further devise the country and divide the country into these different regions, as you just put it. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and take a few calls here. Let's talk with, who's next, Mr. Producer? I can't find the, Steve in Tennessee. Okay, thank you.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing well. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you and Deborah for being here today. And like you, Bob, I've been doing this for quite some time, and I have to admit that Deborah's opened my eyes a little bit on some subjects that were relevant, but she really brought things to the forefront. I think, you know, lastly what she was touching base on is Agenda 21.
Right.
And I have attended and filmed these Delphi techniques, and we've actually infiltrated meetings going in and refusing to sit where they tell us, and things like that. But what I was calling about is the Ron Paul curriculum. I'm not sure how many people know about that, but homeschooling's been mentioned a couple of times on the show today, and I feel very strongly about that. And it's something new that he's doing this year. It's free, totally free, from kindergarten through fifth. And then from 6th through 12th, it's $250 a year and $50 per course. So he's not in it for the money. He's got a great curriculum set up, and I really want to get that word out there of ronpaulcurriculum.org.
Well, I'm happy that you brought that up because we also have that on our website. Awesome. Though one of the big concerns that I would have is teaching the entire truth. And what I can tell you is that in Mexico, for example, the children know about the overhead geoengineering, the modification of the weather. When they see the jets fly over their villages, over their schools, and spray them, they know to run inside and take cover. Our children play willy-nilly out on the playgrounds when we are being heavily sprayed on spray days, and people say that that does not exist. So what we're seeing with our eyes, we're being told does not exist. And I don't know that we need to have curriculums that are not now teaching the entire truth. And that would include the geoengineering programs. This would include the frequencies. This would include the silent weapons document. And unless a curriculum is willing to go to that reality, our real reality, I would be very concerned.
My take is a little different. My take is we have to teach critical thinking first and foremost, and then allow for the youth to take a look at the various puzzle pieces for themselves. So it needs to be there for them to have access to. They need to be introduced to it. But I think they need to use their critical thinking without having, you know, because that's what public school does. They have you just regurgitate facts that they're are dictated to the youth. And I think we need to allow for them to put two and two together with the proper critical thinking skills and the access to this sort of information. Any final comments from Tennessee before we let you go?
Yeah. Well, in closing on that last statement, you know, the parent needs to be involved and like-minded, like us. We're the ones that are responsible for teaching our children about chemtrails and different things of that sort. I wanted to bring up Architects and Engineers from 9/11 Truth. They have a campaign this year. It's called Rethink911.org.
Yep, we had Richard Gage on a couple weeks ago to talk about that, and all good stuff. We also talk a lot about homeschooling, unschooling, and that kind of thing as well. Steve, great call. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back to more of your calls. Dwayne, I see you there. And, well, it's our final segment for tonight. Jeez, it went by fast.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
All right, final segment tonight with Deborah Tavares, and boy, has time certainly flown by. Okay, I'm going to give out the website for those who are still asking. What's the website? Even though we've given it out quite a bit, and it's at my website, of course, as well, BobTuskin.com, BobTuskin.com. Her website, that's very important here. She has several websites, but the point of reference for tonight's show is StopTheCrime.net, StopTheCrime.net. And Deborah, we're going to take one last phone call here, and then I'll let you kind of wrap things up and give us your final say. And we'll talk with Dwayne in New York. Hello, Dwayne.
Hi, how are you? Deborah, I have a question for you. Deborah,
yes.
Can you please describe how the destruction of over 1,100 dams in this country since the late 90s, including hydroelectric dams, fits into the agenda you've been talking about?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there are many dams under assault right now. This is all part of not only reducing the available water supply, it's all under the guise of extinction of certain varieties of fish. We have the entire central breadbasket of California shut down because of lack of water being turned on because of the endangered Delta smelt fish. And so, in fact, we just recently did a YouTube that I'll be posting on my site. As we drive up from Los Angeles to San Francisco, all the farmers and ranchers have huge signs saying Congress has shut down the water. Without water, we don't have food. And you see miles and miles and miles of standing dead fruit trees and areas that were beautiful and green and were producing food that are just dried up fields now. And the dams are all part of the United Nations Agenda 21 to collapse our system, to diminish the food supply. This is what this is about. Also to regulate and reduce hydroelectricity, which is a large portion of electricity in certain areas. There are three dams under assault here right now in Northern California. They are owned by Buffett. And I can tell you that should these dams be blown up, which is being which is the requirement, there's going to be 70,000 homes in the ranch and farm area that will not have access to hydroelectricity. And so what we're finding is a complete implosion of everything in the United States, and it's all about scarcity. They're shutting us down. This is what is happening right now. When we have to purchase more food from foreign locations, then our food supply and our cost goes up. This is all management of food and water. And UN Agenda 21, by the way, has been renamed recently to Future Earth, because UN Agenda 21 was being widely understood by people as being the evil agenda that it most certainly is. So understand, they change names and morph into other names to get people off track. So Future Earth is now Agenda 21, but I know that we're all referring to it as UN Agenda 21. Did that help? Did I answer your question?
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for your call, Wayne. Okay, Deborah, we have about 4 or 5 minutes here to wrap things up. Final thoughts?
Well, yes. Again, I want to quickly go over a document that I haven't spent a lot of time on, but I encourage everybody to go read it. It's the NWO Exposed 1969. I want to tell you that they talk about the falsified science research in that document. They talked about the curtailment of the American industrial preeminence. They talk about that, too, in the NASA war plan. They talk about restructuring education as a tool of indoctrination. More time in schools, but children will learn less, if not anything at all, and they will be controlling who has access to information. Schools will become the hub of the community. Also, they talk about the books that would disappear from the libraries. Now, keep in mind, this was in 1969. They have been eliminating books from the public libraries so that they can keep us enslaved by lack of getting the real information. Laws would change to fit the agenda, lawless laws. They talked about the encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere, increased alcohol abuse, restrictions on travel. This is what is all part of UN Agenda 21. The need for more jails and using hospitals as jails, because of course they're using psychotropic drugs now massively on the population. They talk about, too, how there won't be the security that we need for our neighborhoods, and crime will be used to manage society. And, of course, we've heard about the prison breaks overseas. That's all part of the programs to unleash those that are incarcerated to cause hell on earth in the communities. Again, I have a new posting about what's happening in Greece right now on StopTheCrime.net under breaking news. I urge everybody to read that. They talk about in this document, the New World Order Exposed 2, how they will create the inadequacies among older people, because they will be lightening up the ink color and decreasing the pica size so that it becomes more difficult for older people to read documents. They will decrease the width of the roads by adding bike lanes. We're seeing that happen all over the country. This causes chaos. This puts people on bikes in harm's way with traffic. But what this also does is this increases fear with older drivers who don't want to
be... You know, it's funny you say that because there's a local issue here. Our city commission is all about Agenda 21, openly so. And they have tried to take one of the busiest cross-sections in our city, you know, the small college town of Gainesville, Florida, and put a extended bike lane where not a lot of people ride their bike, but many cars drive on a regular basis and utilize this road as a major artery to get from point A to point B. So I've seen this, and you say to yourself, well, what's the agenda behind this? What's the reasoning behind this?
Well, of course, this has increased chaos in every way that they can. Remember, they move and advance their control on us through fear. So by creating chaos, reducing the widths of our roadways, here in Northern California, we have bike races on market-to-farm roads that are too narrow for cars to be on alone, plus all the disrepair. We are not having the road repair. It's extremely dangerous. In the New World Order document, too, they also tell us that home ownership is a thing of the past. The arrival of a totalitarian global regime and a system, they talk about that. They talk about how this powerful force is a group of men organizing and redirecting all of this change. So again, I can't emphasize in my last few minutes in the program today for everyone to go to stopthecrime.net, share all of the source documents, download them. Also, I did not mention the genocide treaty that we have posted on our site under source documents. It's very, very important to understand that the United States signed on to the genocide treaty in 1988. The only thing that is illegal is one's own government cannot kill its own people. Well, we do not have a government. So keep that in mind as you watch the chemtrails flying over you every day, and as you are trying to stop the fluoride in your county water supply, and as you are trying to stop foreign international policies under the United Nations in your cities. One final thing. Everybody needs to check with your local planning departments at your cities. They are bringing in smart meters and the requirement for all of us to retrofit our homes with energy-efficient appliances and to eliminate the use of gas.
And
this
take a stand against
shutdown.
These things, ladies and gentlemen. I'm very active in my local city commission and county commissions as well. Deborah, we're all out of time. I want to thank you very much for spending the time with us today to get into this. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me on, and I just hope that everyone will do their homework and spread this information far and wide.
I know they will, because this is some compelling stuff, so thanks again. Folks, the websites are linked up to our website, stopthecrime.net. Again, I want to thank Deborah for spending 3 hours with us today on the Bob Tuscan Show. Quite the extensive broadcast. And folks, if you get a chance, if you're able, I could definitely use some financial help personally. Been a rough month, and every little bit helps. Go to the website bobtuscan.com. If this show and the information we provide is helpful and useful and you see a value in what I'm doing, please support me financially, unfortunately, with some Federal Reserve notes. bobtuscan.com. There's a donation tab on the right hand side of the page. I greatly appreciate it. I love you. I'll see you next week. Actually, I'll see you on Monday. I'll be filling in for John Stadmiller again. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of town. This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With